Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing a mental health book or article. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics related to personal experiences and opinions. One such topic that has gained prominence in recent years is mental health. In this article, we'll explore how to effectively answer questions about a recent book or article on mental health that you found helpful. This topic not only tests your language skills, but also your ability to discuss sensitive subjects with clarity and empathy. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, introduction and interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, long turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, two-way discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Now, let's explore how to tackle questions related to mental health books or articles in each part of the test. Part 1, introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner might ask general questions about reading habits, mental health awareness, or personal interests. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Sample question 1, do you enjoy reading about health topics? Band 6 to 7, answer. Yes, I do find health topics interesting. I try to read articles about health occasionally, especially when I come across something related to current issues or personal well-being. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about staying informed on health-related subjects. I make a point of regularly reading articles from reputable sources, particularly those focusing on mental health and holistic well-being. It's fascinating to see how our understanding of health is constantly evolving. Sample question 2. How do people in your country typically learn about mental health? Band 6-7. Answer. In my country, people usually learn about mental health through the media, especially TV programs and online articles. Schools are also starting to teach more about this topic. Band 8-9. Answer. There's been a noticeable shift in how mental health information is disseminated in my country. While traditional media still plays a role, there's now a growing emphasis on digital platforms and social media campaigns. Additionally, educational institutions are increasingly incorporating mental health awareness into their curricula. It's heartening to see that the stigma around discussing mental health is gradually diminishing. Part 2, long turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Cue card. Describe a recent book or article on mental health that you found helpful. You should say what the book or article was about, where you found it, why you found it helpful, and explain how it has impacted your understanding of mental health. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a thought-provoking article I recently read titled The Hidden Benefits of Mindfulness in the Digital Age from a well-respected psychology journal. I stumbled upon this piece while browsing through the online library of my university as part of my ongoing interest in mental health topics. The article delved into the increasing prevalence of anxiety and stress in our hyper-connected world and how mindfulness practices can serve as a powerful antidote. What I found particularly captivating was its exploration of how traditional mindfulness techniques can be adapted to our modern, technology-driven lifestyles. This piece was incredibly helpful because it provided practical, actionable strategies for incorporating mindfulness into daily routines, even for those who feel they're too busy. It challenged the misconception that mindfulness requires long periods of meditation, instead suggesting brief moments of mindful awareness throughout the day. The article has significantly impacted my understanding of mental health by highlighting the interconnectedness of our digital habits and mental well-being. It's made me more cognizant of the importance of creating digital boundaries and taking regular mental breaks from technology. Moreover, it's reinforced my belief in the power of small, consistent actions in maintaining good mental health. Overall, this article has not only broadened my perspective on mental health in the modern era, but has also equipped me with practical tools to enhance my own well-being and potentially help others around me. Follow-up questions. How has reading this article changed your daily habits? Band 8-9 answer. Reading this article has profoundly influenced my daily routine. I've started implementing short mindfulness exercises throughout my day, such as taking a few mindful breaths before checking my phone in the morning or practicing a quick body scan during my lunch break. These small changes have remarkably improved my focus and reduced my overall stress levels. Do you think articles like this can replace professional mental health advice? Band-Aid 9. Answer. While articles like this can be incredibly informative and beneficial, I don't believe they can entirely replace professional mental health advice. They serve as excellent supplementary resources and can help raise awareness, but mental health is deeply personal and often complex. Professional therapists and counselors have the expertise to provide tailored advice and treatment plans that general articles simply can't offer. However, such articles can empower individuals to take proactive steps towards better mental health and may encourage some to seek professional help when needed. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question 1. How has the perception of mental health changed in recent years? Band 6-7. Answer. I think people are more open to talking about mental health now. There's less stigma, and it's seen as an important part of overall health. More celebrities are also speaking about their experiences, which helps raise awareness. Band 8-9. Answer. There's been a paradigm shift in how society perceives mental health over the past decade. We're witnessing a gradual dismantling of stigma surrounding mental health issues, with more open dialogues in various spheres of life, from workplaces to educational institutions. The integration of mental health into mainstream healthcare discussions has been particularly noteworthy. Moreover, the proliferation of social media has paradoxically both heightened certain mental health challenges and provided platforms for awareness and support. It's encouraging to see that mental health is increasingly being recognized as an integral component of overall well-being rather than a separate or less important aspect of health. Question 2. In what ways can governments promote better mental health awareness? Band 6-7. Answer. Governments can do a lot to promote mental health awareness. They can fund more mental health programs, improve education about mental health in schools, and create public campaigns to reduce stigma. They could also make sure there are enough mental health professionals available. Band 8-9 answer. Governments have a multifaceted role to play in promoting mental health awareness. Firstly, they can spearhead comprehensive educational initiatives in schools and workplaces to foster understanding from an early age. Secondly, allocating substantial resources to mental health research and treatment facilities can significantly improve access to care. Governments can also leverage their influence to enforce policies that protect individuals from discrimination based on mental health conditions. Additionally, collaborating with media outlets to ensure responsible reporting on mental health issues can help combat misconceptions. Lastly, integrating mental health services into primary healthcare systems can normalize seeking help for mental health concerns, much like we do for physical ailments. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples relevant to discussing mental health topics. Stigma, noun, a strong feeling of disapproval that most people in a society have about something. Example, the stigma surrounding mental health issues is gradually diminishing. Holistic, adjective, considering the whole thing or being instead of just a part. Example, a holistic approach to mental health considers both psychological and physical well-being. Resilience, nence, noun, the ability to be happy, successful, etc., again after something difficult or bad has happened. Example, building mental resilience is crucial for coping with life's challenges. Mindfulness, menness, noun, the practice of being aware of your body, mind, and feelings in the present moment. Example, practicing mindfulness can help reduce stress and improve overall mental health. To destigmatize, de-stis, verb, to remove the negative associations or disapproval associated with something. Example, recent campaigns aim to destigmatize seeking help for mental health issues. Examiner's advice. To excel in discussing mental health topics in your IELTS speaking test, stay informed, Read reputable sources on mental health regularly to build your knowledge and vocabulary. Practice empathy. When discussing mental health, demonstrate understanding and sensitivity. Use personal examples. Where appropriate, draw on personal experiences or observations to make your answers more authentic and engaging. Balance positivity and realism. While it's good to highlight progress in mental health awareness, acknowledge that challenges still exist. Demonstrate critical thinking. Show that you can analyze the topic from different perspectives, considering both benefits and potential drawbacks of various approaches to mental health. By following these guidelines and using sophisticated language, you'll be well equipped to tackle mental health topics in your IELTS speaking test with confidence and eloquence. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.